providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second half of KER, not really politics, but the KE report. An article that was in the Seattle Times this morning caught my attention. The Seattle Times wrote a lengthy article on how the drama community in the Seattle area possibly would become defunct because of all the psychological problems that are being caused right now by the COVID situation. And when I talk about the COVID situation, what I'm talking about is the uncertainty and the anger. The author of this article feels strongly that this could cause the destruction, permanent destruction, of the drama community, which is well known and very active in the Seattle, Washington area. Got Dr. Charles Page on the line with me right now, and we're going to find out exactly what he thinks about this. Chuck, what's going on in terms of any validity to this particular thesis?
Yes, I believe there's a lot of validity to it. Now, I don't know a lot about drama, but I know a lot about healthcare. And I'm telling you, it's really taking its toll on healthcare workers. ICU nurses, doctors had to come to terms with the pandemic in a different way. You know, it's one of those things. I think we're still going to see, you know, kind of the, you know, the effects of this even long after, you know, long after the virus is in the rearview mirror. I mean, I think people have experienced, you know, feelings of, you know, first of all, loneliness and isolation from, right, you know, everything. I think also this, like you said earlier, Al, this uncertainty, this belief of just not knowing what's going to happen next, this loss of control. And so it's really kind of made us think a lot about our mortality. You know, I think it's really, in a sense, you think about it, every interaction you have with people, you, in the back of your mind, you may be thinking, will I get COVID from this person or will I give COVID to this person? You know, kind of makes you, in a sense, a little bit paranoid. So, you know, and I don't have any great answers to that. I do believe that we need to, you know, there's some simple things that we can do, you know, on a physical, you know, because everything's connected, I believe, our spiritual, our emotional, our physical, you know, once again, trying to get some exercise, trying to get good sleep and rest, focusing on the relationships that we have, you know, even if we're a little isolated, just trying to, you know, FaceTime people or, you know, or write letters to people. And then I think the emotional standpoint of sitting back and taking some time and doing some journaling and really writing down our thoughts and emotions, you know, from a spiritual standpoint, I always like to go and read the Psalms. When I feel overwhelmed and depressed, I can go back and, you know, one of the neat things about that particular book in the Bible is it talks, you know, people share their emotions and what they're experiencing. And a lot of times you read the Psalms and it's very raw emotions and how they're going through those things and how they're coping with those things. I think that helps. I think all those things, and also probably limiting the media that we're exposed to. I'll tell you, what we feed our minds on makes a world of difference.
You want to explain that for me, Doc?
Well, you know, you show me your focus, I'll show you your future. And so often, especially with the media, we get all of these mixed messages about things. And I really believe the media today, and we're you know, you and I both, Al, are involved in the media, but a lot of times the media will take the exception and will exaggerate that exception and make it sound like, you know, because it gets the headlines. You know, that's the thing that's going to get people to watch and to listen is that drama. And so kind of keeping in mind that we're getting all these mixed messages from the media and limiting that, I think it really helps as far as our focus. I know I've really cut back on the amount of media that I've been watching on every aspect, political, COVID, whatever. And I'm so much more happier because I'm able to focus on, you know, what's happening on the inside and what's happening in my relationships and my body, rather than focusing on what's happening out there. But, you know, also exercising has made a big difference. You know, we know a lot about COVID, about the people who who are not doing well with COVID are the people who are obese and are overweight. And so, you know, trying to work on those things and work on our health, you know, if we do get the COVID virus, maybe we'll be able to, to move through it a little better.
You know, the only thing I can say is one thing I've learned all my life is, as Winston Churchill said during one of his, what I would have to say, almost genius-like speeches to the British people during the Second World War, he said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." I have learned that to be so true, Chuck, that that's kind of one of the stalwart foundations of my life. And that's one of the reasons that I'm about to say what I'm about to say is that I think this COVID pandemic thing and the isolation that has resulted, et cetera, among other things, I think it was pre-planned, I would say, by the Chinese. And I think that our government seems to be, in this case, actually supporting that as a weapon of war, because it's a very effective weapon of war. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to express just one thing here. That's only Al Corland's opinion. That are certainly not Dr. Charles' opinion. If it is, he can express it, but who knows? I don't want to put words in his mouth at all. And it matters to me very little what he thinks about this particular situation. I really believe it's true. Chuck, you're on.
Well, Al, I don't really know what right. the source of it is. Once again, giving people benefit of the doubt, I think it was just an accident that happened in the lab because of poor quality control. But okay. I want to just have people, once again, we can focus on that and get paranoid about it. But once again, just like to reinforce what you said earlier about our fears and Winston Churchill, 90% of the things that we worry about never happen.
Correct.
And those 10% that do aren't half as bad as what we think they're going to be. Once again, just keeping that in mind as we're going through all of these things, if we just keep going and we just focus on, all these things, our spirituality, our relationships, our health, and our emotions, and keeping all that where it needs to be, we're going to be okay. I'll tell you, I see this all the time. Al, there's a lot of things that are worse than dying, and I think one of the worst things is just existing, of not really enjoying the life that you have. And I'll tell you, I see so many senior adults that, they're even in their 90s and they're stuck at home, and, they're making the best out of their situation. So I just encourage people, to focus on the things that they can change and not on the things that they can't change.
Well, as they say in AA, give me the wisdom to know the things that I can't change and those that I can,
yep.
and give me the courage
yep.
to know the difference. Boy, being somewhat active in AA as I have been over the years, I have to tell you, that serenity prayer really tells the truth the way it is. We're down to about, we're down to 40 seconds. Chuck, you want to wrap it up with some words of wisdom?
Well, I would just say once again, focus on the things that you can change. And, and realize too that everybody is going to respond to this a little bit differently, and so we've got, different responses. We've got the hide in the basement response, and we've got the go out and have a rally response.
Right.
And, once again, we need to realize we need to give people a little space to deal with this the way, in their own way. We have to give people a little bit of grace.
There
you know what
go.
I'm saying? And
well, we can't give grace, but God can, and that's the most effective deterrent that there is.
Well, but maybe God
Chuck,
can give us
Chuck
some grace
gotta
to know how to deal with folks.
Chuck,
absolutely.
Gotta take a commercial break.